Hello, welcome to Avantika Technologies Podcast.
Mobile technology is part of our lives and is here to stay. There's nothing more frustrating than an app that doesn't work or behave the way we expect it. Our standards on mobile has been set. We demand seamless interaction with technology. To talk about it, today we have Bruno Aybar and Julio Muñoz from our Avantika team. Bruno is a senior software engineer with 6 years of working experience on Android and iOS technology, organizer of the Android Developers Community in Lima, Peru. Julio has 8 years of experience on Android at Avantika, and he's one of our top tech leads. Hello, guys.
Hello. Nice to be here.
Hello.
Excellent. It's good to have you here. Let's start by talking about how you guys, or why you chose to be a mobile developer with all the different...
All right. Yeah. So basically, when you get into technology, there are a lot of paths to choose from. And mobile development is one of those paths that allows you to create something that you can actually start using yourself right away, something that you have on your hands and that you can start creating for you or for someone else. So that's why I got interested on it. And that's how, since the beginning of my career, I have been doing mobile applications.
Fantastic.
Okay. Well, I started working at Avantika 8 years ago. I started doing a training in Android. So I saw that it was like a kind of great technology. Then my first project was an in-flight entertainment application for Android. And it was a really, really nice project. So after that, I continued working on Android's projects during those 8 years.
And quick question there, just to give some context. Why Android versus iOS?
Well, when I started working with Android, I preferred Android over iOS because, honestly, Objective-C was like a kind of complicated language for me. Uh-huh. And Java, I was more familiarized with Java code in that time. So that's why I started with Android.
Fantastic. So Julio, tell us more about your experience at Avantika. You came here as a developer, you chose to be on mobile, and you started with Android. So what's your experience?
Yeah, I developed all my career in Avantika, working with Android. I started working with earlier Android versions, 2.4, something like that. And then I continue working for the newer versions. Right now I am working for a great project with more than 25 engineers. And right now, actually, we're migrating to Kotlin, our application. So each new feature, we're doing the migration from Java SDK to Kotlin. So it's great to be part of that project.
Bruno, what about you?
Well, I joined Avantika about a year and a half ago. My previous experience was mostly on startups. So I had a startup that had a lot of applications, a lot of presence on the startup ecosystem, on the entrepreneurship ecosystem. So I wanted to try something different. So that's how I heard about Avantika. I know that it's a big company with a lot of interesting projects. So that's how I made the switch. Yeah.
Fantastic. Coming from startups to a more mature company, was it a big challenge for you?
Yeah. I mean, the mechanics are very different from the way that you communicate with the team. To the way that you start communicating with people from with other roles, because on a startup, pretty much everyone does everything. Here, you have like more defined roles, people that are specialized on more stuff, and you can basically always have someone that can help you on a more organized way.
Okay. Yeah, that is fantastic, mm-hmm. and part of it is that ecosystem. I was in a startup, mm-hmm. startups myself, and mm-hmm. being part of a bigger ecosystem, more enterprise, mm-hmm. allows you to grow faster as well, I think.
That's true, yeah.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So I say that every year there's a new flavor of different technologies or frameworks that come out, for example, in this case, Kotlin. But apparently this is it, right? This is the framework. So tell us more about why Kotlin is becoming this super official language framework that people are using in the market.
All right.
And what is it?
Yeah, so basically, I'm going to tell a little bit about the story of Kotlin. Something that a lot of people think is that it's something brand new, that people are just starting to use it. But in reality, it started like on 2010. It's been developed for over 9 years now. And ever since then, a very big company called JetBrains, that is one of the most recognized technology companies, started working on it, made a lot of changes, investigated a lot of it, a lot about the developer experience of using this language. So it's not something that has just appeared. It's something that in 2016 became like very stable, like it's ready to be used everywhere, mostly in mobile Android applications. Maybe Julio can tell you a little bit about how Google adopted it and how it became
popular. Yeah, well, actually in 2017, Google announced the official support for Kotlin, but earlier this year, Google announced that everything was going to be Kotlin first. It means that every library or every platform created for Android will be written in Kotlin. So right now we're start dropping the support for Java probably, right? After that, every new project needs to be written in Kotlin as well. Since every day, all the developers are going to be trained in Kotlin first, and they are not going to learn probably Java, and they are not going to learn Java anymore.
So, quick question there: there's hybrid applications, and there are native applications. So, Kotlin is for native development, correct?
Yeah, in the case of Android, yes, Kotlin is for native development. Right now, it's the official language for Android. But Kotlin is not for Android only. Okay. It can be used for JavaScript projects as well, for both client and server-side applications. It is compatible with frameworks like React and jQuery, and it can also be compiled for other languages. Basically, everywhere where Java can run, Kotlin can run as well.
Okay. Fantastic. So in comparison to iOS, for example, if I'm doing a hybrid application for iOS, Kotlin is not going to allow me to build something native for iOS, correct? It's always going to be a framework on top of the iOS, correct?
Yeah, well, basically...
And I'm just making this up, yeah. I don't know.
Kotlin is used natively for Android because that's just how Android works. It works with Java, so if it works with Java, it works with Kotlin. But that's not the case for iOS. iOS has like a different compilation system. So you can do native applications for iOS using Kotlin, but it's kind of a new technology that is called Kotlin Native. That, yeah, eventually the idea is to use it to build both Android and iOS, but building for iOS right now is still on baby steps. It's not fully ready to be used in production yet.
Yeah, but one thing is that the gap between Swift and Kotlin is small right now, so for an iOS developer, it's pretty easy to start learning Kotlin. Okay. Because they have a lot of similar stuff. The way they declare the class, the classes, the variables, and all that stuff, it's pretty similar. So the learning curve is pretty similar for both, for iOS and Android right now.
Mm-hmm. So basically, you're bridging the gap between iOS and Android. So with Kotlin, there's going to be no separation. Do you see it that way in a couple of years?
It is going to be a separation, but right now, the languages are pretty similar. So for the developers, if you are an expert iOS developer, it's going to be pretty easy to start learning Kotlin. So it is not the same between Swift and Java, for example, right? Right. The gap is it's bigger.
So explain to us, or for the audience actually, when we talk about Java Kotlin, the cycle of development, how is it different from Objective-C or Swift? Or, you know, let's go a little bit more in depth of how different it is from other languages that are used for mobile.
All right. Yeah. So the thing is that, for example, on iOS, you had Objective-C and then you had Swift. And that is like, if you know Spanish and then you try to learn German, for example, it's like very different. That's not the case for Java and Kotlin. Kotlin is a language that when they created it, the creators knew that it was going to be adopted mainly by Java developers. So it was designed in such a way that any Java developer can start learning it just using their Java knowledge. So with whatever you know, you just have to read a little bit of the documentation, and in a couple weeks, you will be able to almost write good Kotlin and start adopting it right away. So it's not Although some people compare it to what happened on iOS a few years ago with Objective-C and Swift, Kotlin has this advantage that from the beginning it was thought to be easily adopted.
Mm-hmm. Is this why it's the most attractive for developers right now?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons. I mean, you don't have to spend like a whole year training just to become proficient at it. You can start playing with it on your project and learn on the while you're working on it. And it's there's a lot of documentation. There's a lot of tutorials, a lot of examples. So the material is there. You just have to start trying it. Yeah.
If you know Java, by the way, right?
Yeah, that's true. Actually, Kotlin was written by or it was created by JetBrains, right? JetBrains built the biggest development environment for Java, IntelliJ IDEA. So when Kotlin was created, they created Kotlin with Java in mind. So that's why for a Java developer, it's pretty easy to start learning Kotlin.
So it's been, or I heard, right, like a lot of developers started to move away from Java because it was too old and, you know, it was less attractive or projects are more rigid. That's, mm-hmm. you know, in the past, it became this thing about Java where people left. Do you feel like Kotlin is something that is going to bring those developers back, all the Java developers back into new technologies?
Not all the Java developers, probably the Android developers only, right? Java continues being like a huge platform for other kind of technologies, but at least for Android, everyone should be moved to Kotlin right now. Actually, in the Stack Overflow's interview, Kotlin was like the fourth most popular language between developers this year. So that's great. And also right now, most of the 50% of Android developers are writing Kotlin code right now for Android applications.
So let's talk about here in Avantika. How do you guys keep up to date with Kotlin and with other technologies? You have a big team of developers on mobile, but now you need the support and libraries and you need a community to support you with content so that you can learn more. So how do you keep up to date? How do you manage Kotlin here internally?
Okay, first, there is a lot of communities. And Kotlin has a big community in order to get access to the information. The blogs are being updated basically every day. Also, all the Android documentation is now written for Kotlin. And internally at Avantika, usually we have like tech talks every month, more than one every month actually, to start learning Kotlin. Also, we have internal trainings. So the most senior guys at Avantika created like a course for junior developments, for junior developers, sorry. And in that way, we are starting introducing Kotlin as part of our daily basics of Avantika for Android.
Okay, fantastic. Bruno, do you have any comments there?
That's one of the parts, but I think it's also worth mentioning that Avantika also helps a lot of not only internal events, but also on external events. For example, I run the community of developers in Lima. Avantika is usually helping us like with the venue, like providing, I don't know, food or that stuff in order to bring not only people inside the company, but from everywhere, because that's where telling is everywhere, basically. We have a lot of experts coming. Avantika is usually the one promoting those, at least in my city.
Okay. Another thing is that we have internal projects, right? For every internal project that we have at Avantika, we are using Kotlin as the main technology for Android.
And so why is this becoming the official language for Android? It seems like you guys are so excited about it. Why?
Yeah, it's basically because programming languages evolve. On time, they keep evolving. And the thing about it is that Java is usually... people usually think of Java as a pretty old language that has been used for like 20 years now. And Java has been improving a lot over the last few years. The problem is that you can't see those improvements on Android because Android is limited to run like a very old version of Java. So even if you wanted to use like one of the new cool features of it, you can't. So in order to fill that gap, you have Kotlin. You can basically use a language that is designed to make everything better from the from every line that you write on language to the thought process that involves creating software. It helps you on all this way. So that's why many of the developers are started to migrate to it. And it's not only that, it's not only a benefit for the companies. Like, there is no studies on this yet, but basically every developer feels happier developing mm-hmm. Kotlin, because it allows you to create software in such a fun way. Like, you are not even fighting with the computer anymore as you did with Java. It's like you are just creating what you want to do. So,
wow. Yeah. That's very interesting and powerful. So let's say, for example, you spent $1 million creating your app. It finally got to a point, but now you need to migrate and do a new version 2.0 or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So how do you go about it? If you already invested so much in building that app and now you need to migrate, so how do you go? What's the best way? What is the best practice for you to do the migration?
When you're migrating to Kotlin, you don't have to rewrite all the application from scratch. I mean, you can start doing like a progressive migration to Kotlin. So you can start migrating some features, some classes, and only some code. With that, on every iteration, you can have like more Kotlin code. I mean, I don't know any project that did a full migration to Kotlin. Probably they started with the new features only, and then they started migrating legacy code. One advantage of Kotlin is that you can write more functionality with less code. So it means that you will have less code to maintain and less code to test as well. So that will allow you to do the progressive migration to Kotlin.
Can you summarize three things that really strikes you about this technology and why companies should adopt it as a new framework to create their applications or products?
Well, maybe the first thing is that Google has officially adopted it, and Google is already promoting it. Like, they have noticed all the advantages that it has, and it says, all right, we recognize that we did made a mistake using Java at the beginning, and now if you want to do or build good products, you have to start using Kotlin. So that will be the first thing. The second point will probably be that your developers will start building better products because it's designed in such a way that you start having less bugs, less problems. Your developers will spend less time maintaining code. Basically, all the development workflow is going to be much better from a software engineering perspective.
One important thing here is that with Kotlin, the user experience will be better because it is a safer language. So probably if you write your application with Kotlin, you will have less production crashes, and at the end you will have a happier user, right?
Right. I don't know if you want to add something more. I think there's a lot to talk about it.
One of the advantages of Kotlin is that even if you decide not to use Kotlin yet, eventually we will hit a point where you will be not be able to find developers that want to write Java and not Kotlin. So basically, that's where the market is going. So if you don't start training your people, they are going to go. They're going to leave your company. Or if you start delaying that decision, it's probably going to be tougher for you to keep building Android products on the future.
Mm-hmm. A quick question there. So if I have experienced Java developers, it will take me a couple of months to onboard them into this new framework, correct?
So depending on the way that you do it, it's gonna take like a couple of weeks, not even months. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so one of the strategies is there, if you have one experienced Kotlin developer, that's great because usually that developer can start guiding the rest of the team. But if you don't, it's just giving the team time to investigate a little bit and by themselves, they're going to be able to learn it in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. So here's my thought, right? And hear me out a little bit. So 3 years ago, which is a decade in technology, right?
Yeah.
So a decade ago, 3 years ago, everything was Angular. Then everybody migrated to React. Mm-hmm. React, React Native, all mm-hmm. that. And now it's Angular 6 again. So I see this trend where companies just spend more money and they enhance the product. Now people migrate back to the product. Mm-hmm. So what you said is kind of true, where, you know, if everybody's moving to Kotlin in a couple of years, your Java developers are going to leave you because they want to be, mm-hmm. you know, on the edge of technology. Mm-hmm. But Do you feel like in 2 years, which is another decade from now, mm-hmm. in technology time, people are going to migrate to something else?
I don't think so.
That would be like pretty in the future.
But. Yeah, I don't think so. Actually, at least we're not going to go back to Java. With Kotlin, every year it's Kotlin is being a strong language. And actually, right now, for example, the Jetpack library, it's totally written in Kotlin. And the Android Studio, the development environment for Android, it's right now it supports Kotlin for basically everything that you want to do for Android. So in a couple of years, we're not going to be migrating to another technology.
Okay, that's fantastic. I'm going to hold you to it.
pretty sure that that's not going to happen. Actually, with the announcement at the Google I/O that everything was going to be Kotlin first, it's like if you are going to start a project from scratch, mm-hmm. you should write that project in Kotlin. And if you have an existing project in Java, probably you should have a roadmap to start the migration to Kotlin, because every day is harder to find Android developers with Java experience. Most of them right now are trained in Kotlin, or they want to work with Kotlin and not Java.
Yeah, probably one more thing about that is that you mentioned Angular.
Yeah.
And the difference between Angular and Kotlin in some way is that Kotlin is first a language, not a framework.
Okay.
Yeah, so what Kotlin offers you is that they have long-term support. So basically what they say is, okay, you're learning Kotlin, so you know the basics. You're not going to have to be relearning everything from scratch once we launch a new version. It's like, we're going to keep adding you new features, but it's going to be all based on the same fundamentals. So that's what they offer you. It's pretty much the same what Java offers, but implemented in a much better way. And this is not... Also, this is not an experiment like other frameworks or languages. It has already, as I said before, it's a language. It's something that takes a lot of time to think about, to design, and to develop itself. So this has been on construction for 9 years now. It's something already stable and something that pretty much everyone is agreeing that it's much better from the moment they start using it.
And also, every year, Kotlin is becoming more popular. For example, applications like Uber, Evernote, all the Google applications are being migrated to Kotlin. So for sure, they are going to continue supporting the language and extending that language to improve the quality of the applications.
It's clear that Kotlin is here to stay, and it's not a framework, it's a language, and so they're building on it, right? So final thoughts, migrate now or never. Is it something you should adopt right away? Should you look at your application in terms of, okay, I should invest in this right away or not?
I think that you should start right away. It's not like the end of the world if you don't, but the better the sooner you do it, you're going to start noticing the benefits right away. You're not going to have to wait like 1 year to start seeing how things improve. It's like you start using it in 1 week, your developers will be happier. You will be building better products. And it's not even an experiment. You can just try it and you're going to see that the results are there. And pretty much every company that has adopted it has already see these results.
Yeah, I think it's a good time to start migrating to Kotlin. Because right now you can find Android developers with Java experience, and also developers who started learning Kotlin. So we are in the middle of that process. In a couple of years, it's gonna be hard to find people with Java knowledge. So performing a migration of an application from Java to Kotlin is gonna be harder.
It's great. It's clear that Kotlin is here to stay. It's here to make life easier, improving quality of enhancing app performance, user experience performance. And here at Avantika, we're always interested in you know, how to help our clients. So thank you very much. And we hope to have you in another show.
Awesome. Thanks to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in. See you next time. And don't forget to subscribe to Avantika Technologies channel.